At World Pork Expo, we're here with Dr. Sarah Eisen, who is with an organization called World Animal Protection, based in the UK, in London. And Sarah is a global farm animal advisor here. And Sarah, I guess it would be okay to say that you are an animal welfare specialist?
Yes, I've been working on topics to do with animal welfare for many years now, almost 12 years I think it is now. I've worked on topics such as pig aggression. I worked on a project to do with free farrowing and loose lactation. And I worked on topics to do with farrowing and sows, giving pain relief drugs after farrowing. So yeah, I've covered quite a range of different pig welfare topics to do with,
So talk about your organization, World Animal Protection.
So we're actually a global organization. We have offices in 14 different countries across the world, including one in the United States, and we've got another office in Canada. We work in four different areas, and these include wildlife, and we've got a long history of working in wildlife, and actually we used to be called the World Society for the protection of animals, and many people might know us from that, and working with bears and elephants as well. We also work with animals in communities, including dogs and issues to do with rabies and stray dogs. We work with animals in disasters, so you might have heard of the recent volcano in Guatemala, and we'll go and help animals in those disaster situations. And then the fourth area is where I work is animals in farming, and we're working at the moment with on two separate areas, chickens and also pigs, because they're the most sort of farmed, the most numbers of animals currently in farming, so that's why we work with those.
Well, as we were talking here, livestock farmers are a little wary of groups that label themselves as animal welfare or, in some cases, animal rights. How would you describe World Animal Protection there?
Okay, so I like to talk about this on a spectrum from animal rights, where you might associate the vegetarian and vegan agenda right towards animal welfare. And we're definitely on the animal welfare side of the spectrum. So we are not a vegetarian or vegan organisation. We don't want to end animal agriculture. We think that vegetarian and veganism, that's a moral and ethical choice, whereas the way animals are housed and managed in farming is a welfare one. So we are very much to do with animal welfare. We want to improve and help improve the lives of animals globally. In some countries have higher standards than others, and we want to try and bring up the overall standard of welfare for animals.
And so on the pork side, on the hog side, your big push is for group housing, a conversion to group housing away from the stalls?
Yes, so obviously globally there's been a real push in over the last few decades towards moving away from gestation stalls throughout the whole of gestation to group cell housing. And currently we've calculated that about 3/4 of the sows are still housed in stalls during gestation globally. And that's similar to the number in the United States and also Canada. But then some regions across the world, like the EU, have gone completely gestation crate free, after the first 4 weeks of gestation. We would like to sort of work on that global momentum to change away from gestation crates to giving sows more freedom of movement. But we're not only focusing on group housing. We also are talking about enriched group set housing. So having giving sows some kind of enrichment, which might be sort of ropes and Hessian sacks to chew on. It could be straw if possible, but I know that's a real challenge in many systems, especially in North America. But just giving that sows the freedom of movement, the ability to behave and explore their environment and chew and socialize, that they're intrinsically motivated to do as a pig.
So how are you accomplishing this? What's your strategy here?
So we, like other organisations, we do work in three different areas as an organisation. So that's lobbying and advocacy, where we talk to governments and change policy at the highest level. We also work to mobilise the public to help choose better products, if you like. And then we also, on the other hand, work on sustainable solutions. And I think this is where we're perhaps different from other organisations. So we work directly with farmers, with producers, to implement the changes. We provide expertise and help them to implement these group housing systems with enrichment. And then we can use that to showcase those farms to others who might be interested in changing. And we have this a recent report outlining the farms we've worked with in China. We've worked with two producers in this report, but we're working with another two currently. We're working in Brazil with two very large producers, in fact the largest in the country. And we're also working with the largest pig producer in Thailand. And we've been able to help them make really positive changes, and they're really positive about those changes at the moment.
What are the objections you run into when you talk to producers about this?
There's several different things. The most obvious one is the capital costs of changing to a new system. And that is a challenge, and we understand the financial constraints. But we like to think that there are some production benefits to group housing if it's done really well, and if a system is put in place that really works for that farm. So you can get calmer sows, more easy to work with. You can actually see, and our report shows this, some higher sort of litter sizes and numbers weaned. The results are marginal, but I think with a group housing system, you've got the real opportunity to really make the best of it and make those calmer, more comfortable sows that are easier to work with, easier to manage, and potentially could have greater longevity as well within the herd, which could lead to financial benefits. So if you do need to change existing systems, if your sow stall system is has run its course, is needs replacing, then I think it's really important to consider a group housing system for sows.
Now, here in the U.S., we have some states that have passed laws that are going to require doing away with stalls, and we also have food companies under pressure from animal rights activists that have dictated that they want their pork to come from operations that where they haven't been kept in stalls. The timelines are still a few years down the road on that. So are you confident that this is going to happen here and it's going to pick up momentum over the next few years?
I think so, yes. I mean, if you look at the EU, when the deadline came into place on the 1st of January 2013, there was a lot of non-conformance then, but gradually over the years it has changed, and I think I hesitate to say it, but I think we're there, or perhaps very nearly there now. So I am quite confident that there will eventually get there. It might not be within the deadline. I really hope it is, but it might not be within the deadline set. But if anyone needs any help, or there's loads of people that you can contact for help in this area, loads of experts that have knowledge. And it's really important to go and see the systems and fully research them to see what's best. I'd like to see producers get more money and help and investment from these retailers, but I'm not sure how that side of things works, so who knows.
Okay, so you said you're not a vegan or a vegetarian group pushing this. So what motivates you to do this? What's your big motivation?
Well, my personal motivation, and I'm speaking for myself now, is that for so many years I've studied animal behavior and pig behavior. And when you go out onto the farm, I think producers do such a great job in ensuring the physical well-being of pigs and the health and all those different things. But I think where it falls a bit short is the sort of behavioural and mental well-being. So providing those pigs with the opportunity to behave as a pig does. And I think we've all seen pigs interact with each other socially. We've all seen them exploring and rooting around, and just to give them more opportunities to behave as a pig does. That really, really motivates me.